Morning, everybody. Welcome back on 88.1 It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. 1 month from today, early voting begins in the April 26th primary. If you're not yet registered to vote in this important election, you have 3 weeks to get registered until April 5th. Now, a conversation with representatives from three organizations who have been encouraging people to register for a long time. Baltimoreans United in Leadership Development, or BILD, held an event yesterday at Coppin State University that they billed as a mayoral accountability assembly. Reverend Glenna Huber is the co-chair of BILD. She was there and she's here this morning. Good morning. It's good to see you.
Good morning. Thank you.
And Nikedra Robinson is the founder of Black Girls Vote, which has been holding a series of pop-up events to engage potential voters and get them involved. Nike, it's nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Ethan Giffen is the founder and CEO of Groove. It's a Baltimore-based marketing agency. He started something called Be More Votes, which engages companies in town to disseminate information about voting to their employees, and he's here in the studio as well. Ethan, good to meet you.
Great to meet you as well.
So, Reverend Huber, let's start with you. Yesterday at Coppin State, Sun reported this morning, I wasn't able to get to that event, I'm sorry to say, that you had 700 people, a packed house, a lot of the candidates showed up. What has been, we spoke a few weeks ago about the voter registration efforts that BILD has been doing. You had a goal of registering 5,000 people before the April 5th deadline. Where does progress on that goal stand at this point?
Well, we've already signed up a few thousand. We're still working towards our goal. We've learned something in this process. It takes about 3 face-to-face contacts for non-habitual voters to sign up to vote. So we've created an infrastructure that we think is going to work so that we can reach our goal by the deadline. We've been hitting the streets. We're going door to door. We're in churches. We're in synagogues. We're in mosques. We are targeting returning citizens. We've been at 100 transitional homes for folks who are re-entering, and we are working really hard with young voters. So we've been in the high schools, and we have a strategy for campuses.
When you're having these contacts, contact number one, contact number two, contact number three, you're not only asking them to register, but you're also asking them, as you asked the mayoral candidates yesterday, to embrace the Build One agenda that you're calling. You're calling it the Build One agenda. It's a 3-pronged agenda concerning jobs, services for youth, and safety. What's been the reaction as you're talking to folks on the streets? What are you hearing from them?
Well, what we've learned is that people vote out of relationship and out of self-interest. And so we have developed, after listening to around 5,000 citizens, we built an agenda, a city with jobs, a city that values youth, and a city that is safe. And in order to create one Baltimore, we need a city that votes. And so most Baltimoreans can say, yes, I either want a job, I want a city that's safe, or I want a city for youth. And that's where our self-interest lies. And then they're motivated to vote. So part of getting people to vote, getting them actually to the polls once they've been registered, is igniting the passion out of their own self-interest.
Mm-hmm. And Nike Robinson, getting people to vote is no easy feat. I mean, in the last primary election, 2011, the one that the current mayor won, only about 13% of people who could have voted did vote. You've taken that bull by the horns, and you've started this organization, Black Girls Vote. Tell us about the work you've been doing the last few months.
Sure, absolutely. We understand that African-American women vote. We call it a concrete fact. In 2008, 2012, in the presidential election, as well as the election here in Baltimore City, African-American women, we led in voter turnout. So therefore, we're saying, hey, African-American women, we lead voter turnout. However, let's take that energy and say, hey, if you want our vote, you want the power. However, we want the policy. And as a result of that, just last week, we released our agenda as well, saying these are the things that we're asking for as African-American women. And as a result of that, we're doing some of the things that build storm. We're in schools. We're also, you know, we call it our BGV pop-up. And we are places where you expect the unexpected. You know, last weekend, we were at downtown locker room because we knew that the new female Jordan tennis shoe came out. And we know our young African-American women like Jordan tennis shoes. We're at the mall this past weekend.
Yeah, so you went to the shoe store because you knew that's where the women were going
to
be.
We have to meet them where they are, especially our young people. But then we're also talking to our seniors as well. You know, our senior citizens, we're engaging them as well. We love them. This past weekend, last Thursday, we were at Morgan State University. They had an event there. Their debate, we were there as well, just engaging the community, letting them know who we are, what we are about, and how we're fighting for our community, our overall community here in the city of Baltimore.
And you're finding success. I mean, people are responding. Are you registering a lot of folks?
Absolutely. And our success comes because we changed the story. We changed the story because we say, when have you had an organization of women come together and say, hey, this is what we're asking for? It's not about if you're a Republican, Democrat, male, female, black, white, it doesn't matter. It's a matter of we support who supports us. And these are the things we're asking for. And as a result of that, that's how we're able to change the talk track. And so we want the rough people, the people who don't want to vote. And we ask them, what are you angry about? Why are you not happy? And then we have to tie it to policy. And they have to understand what policy means. So those have been some of our most successful stories.
Mm-hmm. Summarize for us what your agenda is. What are the things that are important to women in the city?
Sure. Education. Absolutely education, economics, and healthcare. You know, one of the things that we're asking for $1 million to support African-American women's small businesses, because we understand that we are going to hire our youth. We understand that our children need help. We're going to hire each other. So those are some of the things that we have in our agenda. We'll get more and more specific about it. On March 21st, we're having an event at Western High School. The amazing Jeff Johnson is going to come and be there. We call it our mayoral job interviews, because as Baltimore City being a $3.2 billion business, we need a CEO. And with any organization, when you interview for the job, you understand that we are the employers. Right. And so we want you to interview with the interview style. And again, we're excited. Nationally renowned Jeff Johnson will be there, as well as Downtown Locker Room has jumped on board, as well as some other sponsors, because we're going to have a DJ there. We want to engage the kids. We want it to be fun, but as well as informative.
OK, so Build event yesterday, your event next Monday,
March 21st,
at Western
yes.
High School. And Ethan Giffen, you've taken an approach that concentrates on businesses and what they can do to encourage their employees to vote.
Yeah. So we come We come from the technology and marketing sector here in Baltimore. And for my story, I moved to the city in 1999, and I didn't register to vote here until 2008. And I felt like when I first moved here, I was in my early 20s. You know, I lived in a house with two other roommates. I didn't answer a census. I didn't pay attention to any of that type of stuff. And I think that story resonates over and over again. And so what we wanted to do was reach out to other businesses. And we have 20 some businesses that have taken the pledge to encourage their young employees or old to register to vote. Right. You have to vote where you live and work. And so there's a lot of people that live in the city that just aren't participating in any type of activities like that. So, you know, what we're trying to do is start from the top down, because we don't want to be partisan, but we also want to encourage our employees to vote. And we want to give them some flexible time during the primary and general election to do that, because nobody wants to stand in line at 8 a.m. or at 7 p.m. at night.
Yeah, when the polls are putatively the most crowded. So you're asking CEOs and folks who run companies to say, let your employees off in the middle of the day, let them go to the polls when it's convenient for them, maybe extend their lunch hour or whatever.
Right. You know, give them some flexible time to do that. Let them know about April 5th coming up to register for the primary. And then the second component of it is that there hasn't been a non-Democratic mayor in the city since Theo McKeldin, right? And a lot of people don't understand how the closed primary works in the state of Maryland. So if you look at the voter registration stats for October, about 45% of the new registrants were independents. And basically, I understand that and why people are going in that direction based upon the current political climate. But what's happening there is that they don't get to participate in the primary election. And traditionally,
because you must be a registered Democrat to vote in the Democratic primary and a registered Republican to vote in the Republican primary. And of course, as is well known, 9 out of 10 current voters in the city of Baltimore are registered Democrats. But you make a good point that if you're an independent, you're not involved in the primary.
Right.
Process.
And so what we see is a lot of the new voters, the new registrants, the new people coming into the city are registering as independents. And what's happening is that's basically a vote wasted. Right. They're not able to participate in the future, because if you look historically, the Democratic primary winner becomes the mayor in the city. Right. Although it's unofficial, it's pretty much the truth for the last 50 years.
And River Huber, you have also made plans to have operations or to have processes in place on election day, right? So you're talking about getting people to register, but you also have plans to help people get to the polls and to actually facilitate the physical act of voting.
We do. So we're going to have like a voting headquarters, and we're going to have vans, and we're going to pick people up and take them to the polls. We've done this a few years for elections to make sure that people get to the polls, that they have transportation, that if they're registered to, we go and we knock on doors and say, are you registered to vote? Have you voted today? Can we take you? We'll go to the senior living places and transitional homes to make sure people get to the polls. Mm-hmm.
And Ike Robinson, as you talk to folks in your pop-up events and the events you're having around town, one of the things that's different about the primary this time around is that they've aligned it with the presidential primary. So we're not only voting for mayor and city council here in Baltimore. We're voting for things like circuit court judges. We're going to do a story about that Wednesday. But we're also voting for president in each of the parties, and we're voting for Congress and Senate. Do you find that that's helping to spur people? I mean, there's a lot at stake. There's a lot on the ballot this time.
Yeah, and absolutely. I just want to say one thing about the businesses. We, too, are engaged in the businesses. We just launched a 100 Businesses campaign, asking 100 businesses to support Black Girls Vote. And what that entails is folks can come to your business to get registered to vote, get literature, but then also be a part of our poncho and umbrella drive. Because studies show if it rains on Election Day, voter turnout decreases. So we are collecting 1,000 umbrellas and or ponchos. We've had an organization, Black Pearl Project, donate 100 ponchos already. And as part of mobilizing, we too are going to be mobilizing people. We have daycare providers saying, hey, we will stay open the day of election a little later so that a mother can go and vote. You know, we're reaching out to food trucks to say, hey, if a mother has to choose between voting and feeding her children, she's going to feed her children. So would you be willing to participate in that endeavor? So absolutely. As far as the presidential election, absolutely. We understand that individuals aren't educated, and we have to meet them where they are. And some of the folks that we are engaging in some of our rougher neighborhoods, we're talking to them on a second grade level, right? However, they are the most enthused, and just to see them change that conversation around and say, hey, I want to get involved and I want to get engaged and I want to be a part of Black Girls Vote has been absolutely rewarding. So we have to tie everything down to policy. And once they get it, then it resonates with them. So we have to, again, meet them where they are.
All three of you have these very complete and, helpful websites, Build and Black Girls Vote and Be More Votes. And Ethan, most of your work is being done through the website. You're not doing events on the street. You're doing stuff virtually. You've got companies signing up and they're agreeing to sort of take the pledge, as it were, to say, yes, we're going to do what we can to educate our employees about what the dates are, you know, what the deadlines are, what the process is, and then make it possible for them to vote.
Yeah, so we have a couple of things on our website. We have a video kind of overview. We have a PDF of important deadlines and dates and statistics from previous Baltimore City elections. And then we also have a sample letter that business owners can send out to their staffs. Again, it's a touchy subject, right? We don't care who you vote for. We just want you to vote for somebody. So having a sample letter that you can email out to folks that gives you the link to the Maryland Board of Elections website. It's very simple. It takes 5 minutes to register online, 5 minutes to change your party affiliation. Or another great tactic is if you don't want to stand in line, you can get an absentee ballot and get that online and take care of that and mail that back in during the specific time frame. So lots of great tools there for business owners.
Right. And Reverend Huber, let's make it clear that none of our organizations that we're talking about this morning are endorsing a particular candidate. You're asking the candidates to endorse your agenda. You're going the other way around. You're not going out to them with an endorsement.
Correct. Just like Nike said, there are we're the employers and they're the employees. That's just one of the things that we should help teach Baltimore City residents is the person that we're voting for works for you.
And I keep one last thought.
About Black Girls Vote is we are a 501c4, so we do have the ability to endorse a candidate. However, right now we are focused on the education piece and getting folks engaged and excited and becoming a part of Black Girls Vote and supporting.
All right. Appreciate everybody coming in. Reverend Glenda Huber is the co-chair of Build. Nike Robinson, the founder of Black Girls Vote. Ethan Giffen is the founder and CEO of Groove and the force behind Be More Votes. I really appreciate all the work you guys are doing. Thank you very much.
And we appreciate
it's Maryland
you too.
Warner. I'm Tom Hall. Thank you. We'll talk theater in just a second. Stay with us.